There are some proposed regulation changes that could have big effects on growers. The Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program is managed by the Central Valley Regional Water Board, which has developed a program that covers both surface water and groundwater quality. The state's water board, which has jurisdiction over regional water boards, was petitioned by environmental justice groups that claim the Central Valley Water Board's regulations were not stringent enough. The state water board has released proposed changes to the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program to address some of the concerns that were expressed by the petitioners. Almond Board's Gabrielle Ludwig says those changes were not only unneeded, but could be a problem for growers as well.
It's a lot more onerous, a lot more work for growers, and a lot more work for the regulators with no appreciable benefits to the environment.
She says among the changes, the automatic release of some information to the public and classifying some areas as highly vulnerable, whether they are or not.
Those are sort of the two busiest, but again, there's a number of changes that the State Water Board has proposed. So these public meetings or workshops that are being held is an opportunity for the State Water Board to introduce the proposed changes and take comments from the public and the affected stakeholders about the proposal.
She also says there are two fundamental flaws with the proposed changes.
The biggest one is for a lot more work, both on the grower side as well as the regulator side, you're not getting any better environment work.
She says the purpose of an environmental regulator is to make a difference in the environment, but what they've proposed will not make a difference to the environment. The other fundamental flaw, she says, the changes were simply not based on the idea of what regulations will make a difference in groundwater quality, which is what the regulations are supposed to do. She points out a third issue. She says it's a lot of data collection without anyone at the state level who is prepared to analyze and review the data that comes in. Ludwig encourages growers to not only attend upcoming public meetings, but to speak out on why the changes should not be made.
What we've seen with this administration is they have not heard much from growers other than something you don't like it, which is not constructive. You really have to say, look, I really worked hard to balance the different considerations and we felt like, no, we don't necessarily like it, but it actually will make a difference. Let that program do its job.
Information about the upcoming public hearings is available online. We have a link on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.